Welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 62, Stuff and Things? Hello!
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you today?
How are you?
That's right, I'm looking right at you. Welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 62, Things and Stuff, or Stuff and Things, depending on how you like it.
I don't really like the stuff and things, but that's okay.
You actually said stuff and things, so how can you not like stuff and things?
I like things and stuff.
I swear to God. Guys, this is like our third take on an intro, and we're not doing it again. I'm just saying we're not doing it again. If this is the first time joining us, we are live on twitch.tv/nerdandthenoob every night at 8-ish.
Every Sunday night at 8-ish.
Did I say every night?
Every night.
Woo! That would be a long career right there.
It's like the Late, Late, Late Nobody Cares show with Jay Leno.
So, anyways.
My name is Greg. I am your nerd for the evening.
I am Michael and I'm your noob. Why do you say for the evening?
Because it's for the evening.
You're a very strange man today. It's been strange.
Talk about what you did this week.
So this weekend, as always, my weekend doesn't start until Sunday. So we got up this morning, and I was going to make some breakfast, but she decided that she wasn't in the mood for bacon and eggs. And I was like, well, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know.
Wait. The fuck?
What?
Who's never in the mood for bacon and eggs?
I don't know. Anyways, so I was like, well, you want to go to IHOP? Sure, let's go to IHOP. So we get about 10 minutes down the street. I was like, hey, you want to call James? Let's go get him. So I call him. Get dressed.
Okay.
So we turn back around, come and get him, because he lives right down the street. And then we go to this really, it's like, it wasn't IHOP. We went to this new breakfast, brunch, and lunch place down in Cool Springs. Awesome. I had... They called them Floridian French toast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with cinnamon, powdered sugar, bananas, strawberries, and kiwi. It was
I recently had like a,
awesome.
Someone just sliced up a whole kiwi and gave me pieces. It was good.
Well, yeah, it was and then I had a couple of eggs and bacon. I felt like a fatty afterwards, but it was very good. And then we went shopping. We went and looked at about 6 different stores for furniture.
And then what did you actually buy?
Hang on. Actually, we found 2 couches that we liked.
Oh, okay.
So we may end up getting one of those very, very soon. Then we got, then we went to Best Buy and I got a new wireless mouse because mine has been acting like a BS piece of crap.
Poo.
And so got that. And in the midst of all that, we went to Verizon because my phone has been acting up and my volume button fell off it the other day.
You're using that too much.
The volume button?
Yeah.
Did I do that again?
You do that all the time. No, the volume button. You're just messing with it too much. That's why it fell off.
Anyway, so it fell off. So I got a new phone. Now, here's the bad part. If I want to keep my unlimited data, I have to buy the phone outright. So I spent about $500 on a phone today.
Must be
And nice. I got the Droid Max.
And already once said, I need to return this and get something
well,
else.
Well, the internet's acting funky, and I don't know if it's the phone.
Put the phone down.
4G. What? I'm just looking at it. That's all I'm doing. See, nice new phone. You guys can see it. It's pretty. I'm having fun with it.
Try not to mess with the volume button much.
It'll be cool. So, yeah. I'm enjoying it. It's kind of nice. Then we came home and watched a little bit of the Pro Bowl.
I took my son to see... Frozen yesterday. Right. I was a little, cause he's only been to one movie. The time we could get there was a 3D. So he bitched and moaned about the 3D glasses last time, but they gave the kids adult 3D glasses last time.
Okay.
They got little kid glasses now. So they fit his head perfectly.
Right.
He still got a little aggravated cause he's not used to it.
Right.
But overall the movie was outstanding. Right. I mean, absolutely from top to bottom. There wasn't a part of this movie that I didn't enjoy.
That's good.
I was surprised, to be completely honest. There is a lot of singing in Frozen.
Say, it's every more... time somebody mentions a Disney movie, you know what pops in my head right about now? I can show you the world.
Anyway, it was kind of like a musical.
Well, most Disney movies are.
No, like a lot of singing. But I really did like it. However, I did have a weird Jessica Rabbit kind of moment.
Uh-huh.
because there's a part in it where the new lead princess, queen, whatever, does this thing, and she changes her clothes with the ice powers and blah, blah, blah. And then she's walking towards the camera, and I'm going, am I the only guy in here that's thinking that's kind of hot? had a weird moment. And isn't there going, he just thinks this is cool. Kind of looks good there. Just saying, not to mention, damn good singing, actually.
Yeah.
But the little snowman dude is really funny. Olaf, I think is his name. Olaf, yeah. Actually, that whole trio, the snowman, the main male character, and the reindeer are all very funny. But we did that. I played Yahtzee today, which is not a norm.
Yahtzee.
And lost to two girls.
Uber. And then for our producer, he put the notes saying that he did absolutely nothing. So the producer didn't do anything this weekend. And that's it for our weekend recap.
Let's move into the long box.
We're not going to have a long box. So upon looking at the show notes this week, there was nothing that just popped out at us that went,
talk about me!
Yeah. So, yeah. So we decided that, and this is the first in like 60 episodes.
In 62.
At least since we started the long box.
Since we started the long box, we're not doing it.
Right. We have decided not to do the long box today. So, what we're going to do instead is we're going to kind of move through the show. We're going to see how this plays out because we've never tried this before. Should be kind of interesting.
I need you to over-exaggerate most of the beginning words of all of your sentences for the rest of the show.
That could be really kind of fun.
But could it be any more annoying?
Shut up, Chandler. Really? 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 Anyways, so instead of going to the long box, we're going to go into... Well, we're going to talk about the nerd list real quick. So, what is the nerd list this week?
Top 10 characters that you believe... Top 10 comic characters that you believe should have their own movie.
So, let's think. Think of a good one.
You know, I hadn't really come up with any great ones yet.
Right.
Like, none just that just super bounced out.
Flash could use a movie.
But I think Nightwing has to top a lot of people's lists.
I would completely agree with
that. I would also really love to see a Jason Todd Red Hood movie. Like, the beginning of it is, you see a little bit of Batman, but it's him dying.
Right.
And then you get the how he didn't die story, or how he came back story, and then you get him being the ruthless
vigilante,
as it were.
Good
I would like, that. Marvel based, I need some more Iceman.
Just a strictly Iceman
movie? Iceman. He had his own comic back in the day.
Yeah.
I would love some Iceman. Definitely. Let's hear who else in Marvel.
See, most everything I read.
Marvel is all about groups. Like, even, you know, Wolverine, they still give him groups. You know?
Yeah. He says to take a look at the list, but I don't have it pulled up.
Independent. Let me think of independent comics. Why the Last Man? Invincible.
There we go. Ooh! Deadpool! You know, he's getting more and more popular. I was in, last night, we went to the mall, and I was in Spencer's, and there were several Deadpool t-shirts.
Yes.
So, apparently, Deadpool is currently in the lead.
Invincible should be on here, in my opinion.
Invincible would be a good one.
Invincible would be great.
Wonder Woman, yes, it's gonna happen. What else do we got here? Who is Alpha Fight?
Alpha Flight is what that's supposed to say.
I said the Harley Quinn one.
That's the all-Canadian X-Men.
Okay. Let's see. Let's scroll down here to some of the lower-end ones.
Can't believe Nightwing's not really on there. What the heck?
There he is. Right there. He's got 7 votes. So let's see.
Holy crap. At the list, though.
Hourman? Don't know who that
old is. Old school character.
Moon Knight. That could be a very interesting one.
Power Pack is the kids. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. There's some really neat ones in here that people are talking about.
See, Boba Iceman. Fett,
he's getting one.
Boba.
Whatever.
Boba!
He can't shoot worth a damn.
Boba!
And the only time he ever actually captured Han Solo was after Vader had captured him. So, I'm just saying. For me,
Boba!
Ooh, Blue Beetle. That's
you have called him Boba Fett every time. Boba! Blue Beetle, I'm wondering if they're going to show him up in Arrow. Because they keep talking about his company's technology.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cord technology.
Yeah.
It's either him or Jaime Reyes shows up.
I wouldn't mind the Jaime version.
I don't think they could do the Jaime version in that universe, though. Because of all the tech. Like, the Beetle actually encases him in tech.
Right.
I don't think that would work on small screen. It would work on big screen.
Right.
But it wouldn't work on small screen. I think you end up seeing Ted Kord.
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, so don't forget to give us your nerd list. What do you got, like 2 more weeks?
Something like that.
Let's do, I think we got 2 more weeks left to, put in your votes. Remember to give us your top 10.
In order?
In order, because, number 1 gets 10 points, number 10 gets 1 point. So, do that for us. And we're gonna move on to the comic of the week. I actually enjoyed this one. This was called All New Invaders, number 1, written by James Robinson. Art by Steve Pug.
Q.
And cover by Mukesh Singh. I thought it was really good. It was about kind of what I would consider maybe not the original Avengers.
Well, the Invaders were... That was actually a title back in the, you know, what, the 70s? 70s and 60s? That was a title back then
mm-hmm.
with those characters. Bucky, Cap, the original Human Torch... And, blah, 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 Namor.
Right.
So, they decided to bring back this group.
I'm liking it so far.
Did you? I was really surprised at it. I only gave it, even on my app, on my Kindle.
Right.
It was not designed for the Kindle, by the way. You read it on the computer. I read it on the Kindle. Not designed for that. I kept having to readjust and all kinds of bullshit.
Well, you know me and origin stories.
Yes. I did like the original
Human Torch.
I liked him. He was kind of cool. There was a flashback scene in it that was a little confusing because I recognized the Hydra chick.
Yeah.
I recognize her. I don't remember her name. I can't. It's just Blair. But the colors in it were very good.
Yeah. I thought the art was really good. Like, I thought the story, this may be, comparing it to last week's He-Man one, which I
the story just hated. Tanked for us.
I thought the story moved well. It explained enough of things, gave me enough backstory for me to understand.
Yeah.
But not so much that it overwhelmed what's going on now.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoyed that. I thought it was that was well written.
At the end of it, you bring in Cap and Winter Soldier, Bucky. But you bring in Winter Soldier version of him with the short hair. I kind of dug the short hair.
Right.
That was kind of cool. Cause, now when the movie comes out, you're going to see him with the whole
long hair
thing. And if we're spoiling anything for you people, sorry, it's old.
Right.
Just saying.
I would definitely suggest this one. I may actually keep up with this one digitally.
Really?
Just because, I don't keep up with any of the comics right now, just because it got too expensive and too frustrating, because I was doing just the paper versions. But I may use your account, just give you $10.
Buy it from your phone, and it goes off of your money. Remember? Instead of yours? We figured that out last time.
Oh, well, whatever. Either way. And so I may keep up with it because I did enjoy it. I kind of like the fact
that James Robinson has been writing a lot more. Like
I can't finish a thought.
I still listen to iFanboy.
Yeah,
and they talk still about James Robinson.
You didn't even give me the fact that you were just gonna say no. You can't finish a thought.
No,
I like the fact that they've got the original Human Torch, which I know nothing about. I didn't know there was such a thing.
There's a very convoluted story there.
Yeah, apparently. Wait, isn't he now part of Vision?
That's been retconned and unretconned. I don't actually know anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
I really don't. Not even gonna lie.
That's the only part of the original Human Torch I know about, is the fact that part of him may or may not be Vision. Anyway, so I liked that part of it. That was really cool. I'm trying to figure out how Cap got involved with these guys, like with Namor and with the original Human Torch and that kind of, I don't know how that happened.
You only see Namor for like one panel?
Yeah, one, maybe two panels. So
it's good. I'll give this 4.
I'm giving 4.5.
I'm at a 3.5 right now because I don't know. It's just that was pure instinct, like a 3.5. It wasn't amazing for me, but the writing was good and the colors for the art was great.
Yeah.
I think the art itself might be a little bit. I'm pushing more towards like more trying to think of Chris Somney. He does Daredevil. We've read.
Oh, okay.
That and Darwin Cook. You liked
that new Hawkeye.
Darwin Cook and the new Hawkeye, you know.
I didn't like
that style. I like all that art style, so I'm pushing more towards that stuff now. So the more cartooning style or animation style that it looks like, I don't know. It just doesn't draw me in like it used to.
I mean, like I said, for me, the art was good, but I was just, a lot of times I read way too much. And so a lot of times when I'm reading comics, I even forget to stop and look at the panel. Like I'm just reading. Now I'll glance at the panel long enough to see what characters are involved or something like that. But a lot of people talk about how they'll read a page and then they'll stop and look and they'll just kind of tear apart the page and see what it looks like.
I still forget to do that sometimes.
I just like reading the stories.
But check it out. I mean, I still enjoyed it. It wasn't just the biggest bah for me.
Right. I say give it about a 4, 4.5.
Okay.
I mean, easily for me. So if you like the more cartoony style, not really like, I guess, animated, not childish, but more standout colors, that kind of thing, I'd definitely check it out. So,
all right, moving out of that and right into the Noob Versus segment of the show. Last week's was Villains Who Became Heroes, and it was Punisher versus Catwoman. And with a narrow lead, Catwoman won.
Woot, woot! Woot, woot! I'm back on a roll, bitches!
I think it's just because everyone thinks she's hot.
I'm okay with that. I mean, she is. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. From Arkham City.
Anyway.
Any hooser. So, yeah, so you suck. That's all there is to
it. Wait, are we 1-for-1 for the year now? Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
We're one for one.
Are we at 62? 62, this is third. So I don't know. Because we started the year back on 60. So 60, 61.
Yes, one and, yeah.
So this one would, of us is two.
No, 62 hasn't happened yet. This would be,
dummy. Oh, we are on 62.
Yes. All right, Les, what is this week's Noob Versus?
I'm hoping it's a good one.
I do, too.
I'm hoping
it's Mr. Producer!
One good one. He's probably watching the Pro Bowl.
Probably.
We're
going to get stuck just so weird. Sitting here vamping.
Yeah. It's okay. I got this new phone to play with.
Put the phone away.
Uh-oh. Oh, there you go. I wasn't hitting it in the right spot, apparently.
Did we freeze?
I don't know. If we did, he'd probably come over there by now. We're just waiting. I'm going to give him about another 10 seconds of vamping before we go and do something else.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal.
So this new phone apparently has 32 gig, I think, of built-in memory. It's got a quad-core processor in it.
Do you even know what any of that means?
Most of it. There's some really cool features that I gotta figure out. Apparently it's 51 degrees. Check this out. Did you see this earlier? So if I push this little plus button.
Seriously, do we freeze?
It expands out.
No, it's not frozen.
Apparently Les just isn't paying attention. So, first person in the chat to give us a suggestion for new verses this week, we shall do that. Please make it good.
And hurry up.
Yep, we don't know where he went. He may have froze or his internet may have crashed or, you know, something along that line. But yeah, look, see if you hit this little plus button. It expands, tells you your battery level.
Which is already at 39.
It was like half charged when I got it. Oh, here we go. This week's Noob Versus is Fat Guys.
Sorry, his son needed something.
Fat Guys?
Fat Guys?
Me versus you? Fat Guys. I don't even know where to go with that one. Kingpin!
The Blob.
Ooh. I'm going with Kingpin. We're going two Marvels? No, yeah, Blob's Marvel.
Blob's Marvel.
So is Kingpin. Kingpin's totally going to win.
Do I want to go with the Blob?
I'm going with Kingpin.
Do I want to go with the Blob?
Kingpin is a really good fat guy.
So is the Blob.
Which is really strange to say. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, fat guys? Fat guys.
So we've already done one E-Honda.
I like this one, though. Because I came up with a new guy. At least I think I came up with a new guy. Kingpin, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, so, Kingpin versus the Blob. We'll take it. We'll go for it.
You like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to win again. You know that, right?
I can't think of another fat guy.
That's, they tend not to be that way, right?
Hmm.
You think outside, think movies.
That's what I was trying to do.
Again, they tend not to be that way. I like it.
Okay, we'll go with that. With John Michael versus Greg, that's what they mean.
We'll have to do it again, just for S&G.
So we can't be the fat guys.
We are the fat guys. So this week's new versus is fat guys. Kingpin, that's me, versus the Blob, that's him.
That's me!
So totally go and vote for Kingpin. Just putting it out there. We're going to move into coming attractions. So first up this week was Ride Along with 21.1 million.
Second up was Lone Survivor, which was Marky Mark playing Marky Mark, being Marky Mark.
Did you go watch it?
No, I just know.
Oh, okay.
12.6 million.
The Nut Job at 12.1 million.
Trent asked us when we were sitting waiting for, are we watching that squirrel movie? No. Frozen, still 9 million. I helped.
Yeah. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, 8.8 million. I still want to see that one.
They're saying that that is so bombing because younger people didn't want to see it. It came out on Championship Weekend for the NFL.
Gotcha. I do want to see Ride Along. It looks really funny. And I just got done watching one of Kevin Hart's.
Did you watch the new one?
I watched Let Me Explain.
Yeah, that's the new one. Like, I'm killing on fire.
Yeah, fire, yeah. Yeah. I just watched it on Netflix. So it was pretty funny.
I liked his first one better.
I have to go back and watch that one.
I like his first one better.
So, if you didn't watch any of these movies, go give them a shot. They are the top five in, I'm assuming, the country.
Yes. Help contribute.
Trailers this week for you guys to look at. If you want to look at the links, they're all going to be in the doobly-doo, or in the doobly-doo, or in that deebly-dee.
Ta-da!
Actually, you can go to nerdofthenoob.niceboard.com and look at them on the show notes there. Or you can go to
youtube.com/nerdofthenoob and
look at them there.
I don't post them there. I post everything. I post the show notes that are required.
Well, okay, fair enough. We got X-Men Days of Future Past teaser trailer.
An Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game trailer. Oh, crap. No, see, here's the problem. They've been making the Spider-Man games open world,
yeah.
So I can spend hours
just
swinging around, going to the top of the building and jumping!
What is the first thing you do? You find the tallest building.
And jump.
And jump.
And then wait till you get to, and see how late you can go, I had to break his arm.
Right, that's exactly my thought, is how did that not break his arm? Something called The Strain on FX, and Raid 2, whatever that might be.
We're behind on those.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I haven't seen those. So those are your trailers for this week. Go check them out. You can always see them on our Facebook page. I bet there's trailers on there most of the time.
Yeah.
At nerdofthenoob.com.
Or facebook.com/nerdofthenoob.
Either one. All right, so now we're going to move into some actual news in the short box. Ant-Man gets... Whoa.
That's not you.
Oh, that's not me. Ant-Man is moving forward to July, whereas everything else seems to be pushing back. The wait for Marvel's Ant-Man just got 2 weeks shorter. Marvel's
Mightiest Hero now hit theaters July 17th instead of the previously announced July 31st. In addition to Ant-Man, Marvel Studios will release a slate of films based on Marvel characters, including Cap, the Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Age of Ultron. Between April 4th through May 1st of next year.
2014. Oh, I got you.
Two 2014 movies and a 15 movie.
I still want to see Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks like it's going to be really good. So, Les made a good point earlier with this.
What?
July is usually like a big month for heavy hitter movies.
Yes.
Do you think Ant-Man's going to be able to stand up?
I think so.
You think so?
Michael, if they put the right cast in, the fact that they're not putting, you know, they're going to do two Ant-Mans.
Right.
I think might play good for them.
Right.
Because you kind of get the crime and then the...
And Paul Rudd's pretty popular right now.
I like Paul Rudd. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
But I'll be interested to see him in a action hero-y style just to see what happens.
Right.
But, you know, there's something else has got to be coming out for them to move that up. Like, because, the closer you get to the fourth,
mm-hmm.
the closer you get to Will Smith's day.
Will Smith's day?
Yeah, for like 10 years, almost every movie he did came out on July 4th weekend.
Really?
Like forever,
that
dude.
Would be interesting to look at. Next thing we got is from comicbookmovie.com. It's some possible Captain America, the Winter Soldier villain spoilers. So, spoiler, possibly.
Spoilers.
So we know that Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier, will be giving Cap headaches in the Marvel sequel, and there's also the likes of Crossbones in the mix, but are there other baddies waiting in the shadows? This is infamous reckon they know a few new details. Alright. Read on, sir. I don't know
where I would. Let's see here. A few possible spoilers. We know who Cap and Black Widow will be facing on a physical threat. This is infamous.com claims that our heroes will have a lot more on their plate in the form of Hydra.
Ooh.
Cap's old enemies will apparently resurface and activate some sleeper agents to aid them in their cause. What does it say? Now, this is something many fans will have already guessed at, but what about who the agents are?
Robert.
According to the site, Robert Redford's character, Maximiliano Hernandez, Jasper Sitwell. Jeez! Maximiliano Hernandez is... Okay, sorry. There's an S there. I thought that was a whole name. Maximiliano Hernandez is Jasper Sitwell and even Gary Shandling's Senator Stern. Holy crap!
Are all Hydra agents? That could be interesting.
They also state that introducing Baron von Strucker in this movie... to set him up for Age of Ultron is a distinct possibility. So I think you're going to see a crap ton more of Hydra, but not all the soldiers. You're going to see, at this point, you're going to see the spies, the agents.
Right.
Things like that. Which you might even see some Black Widow stuff, I bet. Because she plays double and triple agent all the time.
Well, fair enough. See, Captain America lore is not something I'm steeped in,
yeah.
But I do enjoy the Hydra stuff because they bounce from not just Captain America, they're Avengers baddies and that kind of stuff. And so I'm excited to see what that can happen. I love Robert.
I call Robert Redford being a bad guy too. I think that's going to happen.
So I think it could be really interesting. Apparently, this website, just an FYI, I just read the bottom line here. They also claim that John Hamm has been cast, not in talks, locked in as Doctor Strange. So apparently, take this article as for what it is.
You'll be doing some searching later. I can see John Hamm doing that.
No, because John Hamm plays a really good John Hamm.
What else have you seen him in other than Mad Men?
He's been in other stuff. That I've seen.
Name one.
No. I cannot, sir.
Look, it's not Mark Wahlberg playing Mark Wahlberg.
Would you shut up with that? Next up, we got something from Superhero Hype. Apparently, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. makes Deathlok plans. Now, wait, is this the guy that was in, the first episode?
Yes.
Okay. So, Marvel has just revealed that one of their classic comic book characters is not only set to make an appearance in S.H.I.E.L.D., but that he's actually been a part of the show since the very first episode. J. August Richards' Mike Peterson will, in the February 4th episode, become the cybernetic soldier Deathlok.
It's actually kind of cool. Not a lot of people use him. Transformed into the cybernetic soldier against his will, Mike Peterson must struggle to find the man in the machine with a high-tech eye that allows him to see through walls, super strength, and increased speed courtesy of cybernetic leg. Will Deathlok fight alongside the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or against them?
I have one problem with this.
What?
How can you have increased speed with one cybernetic leg? Wouldn't you just do a lot of circles? Because, I mean, think about it. If you've got one cybernetic leg on the right and a regular leg on the left, and you start running really fast with the right, what's going to happen? The left is going to fall behind.
I thought about this. You know, Deathlok is a lot of cyborg.
Right.
If this looks right on a TV budget,
right,
this gives DC all the right in the world to actually have cyborg on a movie budget.
So you think this is like DC's going to go, could this work? I think this is going to be very, very interesting. Let's see. What else do we got in here? We have been waiting all season for this moment where we can reveal that Mike Peterson's story arc is an origin story. We're thrilled to have J. August Richards playing Deathlok and to have our audience enjoy this favorite Marvel character on the show.
I'm cool with this. You know, he's not an A-list character, which is fine. I think that's the point of this show. Like, you're obviously not going to use A-list characters.
Right.
They're not going to. There will be no A-list births in this show. But if you can learn to build up the B and C lists.
Well, I mean, wasn't Iron Man like a B-list superhero?
Yeah, but they had to take a shot on that. Like, I mean, they had to find someone super relatable because they'd been doing all the X-Men stuff. So, I like this. I'm good with this.
You're good with that?
I like Michael J. August anyway.
I do too. I like
or J. In, August Richards. Sorry.
I like him in Angel.
Yes.
He was a good show in that. He did good in that. Let's see. Here's some more. This is some depressing news about the Fantastic Four reboot. Let's see what we got. Variety reports that screenwriter Simon Kinberg has completed his rewrite of the Fantastic Four reboot and that they're looking to finalize the film's cast shortly. The site notes that actors will continue testing for roles in the film later this month, including Miles Teller, Kit Harington and Richard Madden for Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic.
And Kate Mara.
And Sorais Ronan for Sue Storm, a.k.a. That says the Invisible Woman. There it is. The only name reported for the Johnny Storm Human Torch role is Chronicles Michael B. Jordan. I think that's the black guy from that movie. Did you ever watch that?
No, I know who it is, though.
Okay.
Filming on the reboot
is expected to begin. So wait a minute. If he's black, but Sue Storm isn't.
That doesn't really matter these days.
They can't be brother and sister unless they're like adopted.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think one way or the other.
I've never seen their parents, dude. So it could happen.
I mean, if their parents slept around a little bit.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, you never see their parents.
Right.
Not to my knowledge. I'm sure it's happened in the past. But for, you know, the average reader, I don't ever remember hearing their parents mentioned, Sue and Johnny.
Yeah, that's
because fair. In the comic books, early on, they were already pretty much adults.
Right.
You know, living on their own, working with Reed, things like that. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. They're brother and sister in one form or fashion, whether it be adopted, birth, or whatever.
All right.
You know, I know some people are like that, but you also have to think when these characters were made.
Right.
If he had made, and this is just truth, if he had made any of these characters black when he made these characters, it would not have sold.
No, no, I agree.
So I mean, completely cool with that. You bring in the actor that's good at it, regardless of race, gender, whatever.
Right. And just deal with the story.
I just want
considering the first couple were kind of to begin with.
Bright spot was the Human Torch in that, though.
Pretty much. I still say the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree,
but not great.
I actually
a reboot. It wasn't good enough that a reboot bothers me.
I liked their Silver Surfer actually. I would have loved to seen more of him.
Just the Silver Surfer?
Yeah.
Not that movie?
No. Okay. They killed their Galactus, though. Like, their version of Galactus, the cloud, was stupid.
So the next thing we've got is from Superhero Hype. Gal Gadot's contract reportedly includes Justice League and Wonder Woman films. Yesterday brought word from the actress herself that Gal Gadot's appearance as Wonder Woman in the upcoming Batman vs. Superman film wouldn't be her last. As she revealed, she has signed a 3-picture deal with Warner Brothers.
I gotta tell you, none of them signed anything less. I guarantee you Ben has signed a 3-movie deal. Cavill signed a 3-movie deal, which is probably all of these are going to include a solo, a group,
and an appearance. Won't include a solo.
I bet if his version does well enough in one of these two movies, they'll give him a solo.
No, they won't.
No?
It has been too early since the
All right, then Batman what about a team up and you end up with Batman and someone in the Bat family?
Are you
talking about a Bat family solo title period you don't think is going to happen again?
There's no Bat title period, at least for the next 10 years. Period. It's just, I don't think, first off, Ben, I don't think would
he put loves,
that much time into it.
He loves comics, though.
I mean, he does other things that are so much better. And he wants to direct and yada, yada, yada. And if he's concentrating on these kind of like solo films.
So what are you thinking? What do you think?
The only thing I see that working is if they work him into like a Batman Beyond situation.
Oh, don't tempt me with no Batman Beyond shit.
I'm just saying. That
That's Batman Beyond movie is right up there with Age of Apocalypse. It's never getting done, you know.
You still think that movie's not getting made, right?
I think someone will die or something will explode and they'll go, due to unforeseen circumstances, X-Men Apocalypse has been canceled. And then I will drop to my knees, look up at the sky and yell, no!
Back to the story.
A Batman Beyond would be cool. Anyway.
Variety is reporting that two other films in question are none other than the long-rumored Justice League movie and a Wonder Woman solo feature. Keep in mind that contracts of this nature are very commonplace, especially among the big-budget superhero genre, and isn't a guarantee for those films. It says Godot will make her Wonder Woman debut in the new Batman Superman, which will star blah, 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 blah. Production is slated to begin later this year at Michigan Motion Picture Studios in Potowic?
Pontiac?
Is that what that says?
There's a T there.
There is, isn't there an N? This is a... I still don't know how I see her being as Wonder Woman. But
you know that she will post Instagram photos going like, eat it bitches, and like being bigger and looking more like Wonder Woman.
I've held my tongue with Ben.
Ben Fleck? Or Batfleck?
Batfleck. I'm going to hold my tongue as much as possible with her as well as Wonder Woman until I start seeing what she looks like in the suit.
See, that's the key. They've never been able to do the suit right.
If they get her look, if she looks good in the suit, and the difference between the qualities of what they used to be able to do and what they can do get away with now is night and day.
Yeah.
You know, think about what they were allowed to do with that kind of suit back in the day. It had to be more covered and conservative and that kind of thing. I think if she looks good in the suit, I already like her acting. I actually liked her in the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
So I've got no problems with her acting that way. I know she can move. I don't think she's got a butt worth a damn, but so I hope she can put some meat on her butt.
Miley and do some twerking.
When she was in the Fast Furious and she gets down to her bikini, I was just kind of like, eh. whatever. That's my big thing. Depending on how she looks in the suit. And it's the same with Ben. If he looks like a total tard in the suit. I mean, we all know what a tard Batman looks like.
George Clooney.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean.
Wait, hang on. I want to do my impression of George Clooney as Bruce Wayne and my impression of George Clooney as Batman.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Bruce Wayne. Hi, I'm Batman.
But anyway, so I think this is cool that they've signed her on for 3, but like it says in the article, they've been doing this for years now. They're like, okay, we're going to sign you for all of these just in case they work. If they don't, you're out of the contract.
All right, let's go.
So,
moving on!
I'm glad we didn't pick that one because that could have taken, that would have been bad for a long box. Let's see, wait a minute. We got some notes from Les here. Ben Affleck's Batman will show up in Gotham and find John Blake's version of Nightwing kicking ass, and the movie will begin against Penguin. Thoughts? Wait, which movie are we talking about?
When I said solo Batman title.
Wait, who's John Blake?
John Blake was the cop. It was JDA.
Oh. You're talking the movie version of...
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah. I'd do that. A new version of Penguin would be cool. The last one was super creepy.
It was. It would really depend on how they decided to do it.
I think just a normal monster...
I think I'd prefer to see a newer Riddler.
With, like, the suit?
Yeah.
So, Jim Parsons? We've said that before.
He would make a good Riddler. He would be a good Riddler. Yes! That's what I want to see. And you know what's worse? I was watching an episode today, and he was supposed to smile for Cuthbert Polly, and he was like... Like, just really stupid Joker-like grin. I was like, that would work on Riddler. I could just see him, and he could walk in, riddle me this. And I'm like, yay!
All right, move on.
No, I was having fun with that story.
I like Jim Parsons, though. I'm okay with it.
We got some Flash TV show news.
Just an FYI. Uh-huh. I will be caught up with everything tomorrow. We've discussed this. Mm-hmm. But I got to see Barry Allen. Mm-hmm. Their version, I like
Barry Allen.
So far.
I don't know how I'm going to like Flash.
I didn't think they would do the lightning bolt.
I didn't either.
In the show. Like, I'm sitting there going, and then he opens...
Wait. If you're not caught up on Arrow, ready?
Spoilers!
Okay.
All right. When they shocked him in the show, I went, holy shit! So, you're not even gonna, like...
What's worse is they teased the chemical thing.
Yeah.
When he was in the Arrow cave.
Whatever. Oh, because he was doing this. Because he goes,
who puts this next to this? And then I went, that's from the show. And then he's in his freaking thing at the end of the episode.
And it hits.
And everything hits.
And like, I would also like to call, I'm calling this. He talks about who killed his mom. Mm. He saw a blur.
Yeah.
And there was a man in
it. So you think the Reverse Flash is there?
I think Reverse Flash was there. He's a time traveler who wants to ruin Barry. Ha blah, blah, blah. Big ass weird thing.
Right.
I think it was Reverse Flash.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Wasn't it Reverse Flash in the comics?
Yes. Well, I don't know.
Retcon.
It was in the end of the New 52 when they did,
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So, it's probably been retconned into that at that point. So we got some news here from Flash T.
The role of Detector West or Iris West's...
Detector, huh?
Detector. Detector. The father of Iris, who also raised Barry Allen after what happened with his read the story. The role of Detective West, the father of Iris, who also raised Barry Allen after what happened with his parents, has been cast. THR has revealed that Jesse L. Martin of Law & Order fame has landed the role. I'm cool with him. I liked him in Law & Order.
Right.
And that also gives you the, blah, 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 blah. I can't think of his name right now.
Says Detective West is described as an honest blue-collar cop who is a surrogate father to Barry, a soulful, funny, and caring father to Iris, Barry's potential love interest.
Yes.
West can't, wait, what?
Yeah, Barry and Iris, that's a thing forever.
Okay, wait a minute, so Wally is related to Flash?
In a way, yes.
Now I'm really confused. West came up through foster care system and took Barry in after his mother's slaying and father's imprisonment. He believes in Barry and supports his effort to prove his father's innocence. I like it. I'm with you. I really like Jesse L. Martin.
Yes.
Anything I've ever watched him in.
What did we do when mom grounded us from TV when we were kids? Mm. We'd go watch TV with her and it was always Law and Order.
Oh yeah. definitely like that. We also got some more casting choices.
For the Flash pilot. Which I cannot wait for now.
Right. And let's see. Rick Gosnett and Danielle Panabaker joins the CW's Flash show. Deadline just posted the casting update for CW's upcoming take on Flash. It says Rick Gosnett, which I don't recognize him, and Danielle Panabaker will join Grant Gustin and Jesse L. Martin in the CW's TV series based on the exploits of DC superhero The Flash. According to Deadline, Gosnett will play Detective Eddie
Thawne,
a recent transfer to the Central City Police Department.
Thawne is the Reverse Flash.
Oh, whose past is a mystery and who harbors a deep, dark secret. And Panabaker will join him as Caitlin Snow, a highly... would you let me read it? A highly intelligent bioengineering expert who lost her fiancé during explosion at Star Labs, which just happened. Now, comic fans will recognize the name Thawne, as it happens to also be the surname of one of the Flash's most infamous villains, Eobard Thawne, a.k.a. Reverse Flash, or Professor Zoom. Coincidence? Very unlikely. Also, Caitlin Snow will surely become Killer Frost at some point. This all sounds very promising for fans of the Scarlet Speedster.
I'd like to point out, she's been acting for a long time.
Yeah, she was... Was she... Is she the girl...
She's Disney, like, all the time. She was the one of those Disney girls forever.
No, I don't think it's Disney.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's Disney.
Yes.
I'm Googling her. Let's see.
Danielle Panabaker. Her and her sister act.
Let's see.
IMDb her.
Paste and search. And where's her IMDb? Do you see her right IMDb?
There. IMDb.
What do we got? Known for... Let's see what she's been in lately. Bones. She was in Bones.
Yeah.
For like an episode.
She did Piranha 3D.
Let's see. Now
scroll down. Keep going down. Keep going down. I'm telling you. She was on Disney for a long time. She was on Summerland. Law and Order once. Keep going down.
So she's not done much of anything.
It must be her sister that did stuff then.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I mean,
there's a Panabaker that
she was apparently in something called Shark.
I don't know,
a TV series for 2 years. Well, I don't know what that is.
Anyway, I'm glad of those, and if she becomes a bad guy, that's even cooler.
Oh yeah, agreed. She was in something called Necessary Roughness. So I mean, I've seen her in stuff. I'm not saying she's a bad actress or anything. But like you said, I think it's probably
Her sister was in Sky High.
I don't remember. But yeah, so I think it's good choices. I don't know who the guy is, but, I think it'll be interesting. I like the fact that they're already developing some of these relationships in there.
Yep.
So.
Alright, moving on to a little bit of comic news. It's confirmed the Nightwing's end, and basically what that means is, Nightwing number 30 is confirmed as the final issue of the series. Already, that's kind of sad.
Right.
I'm very sad, although it means that I can go get the whole thing. And it's rumored to be because they may be killing Nightwing.
Either gonna kill him or just stop
the moniker of Nightwing.
Oh.
Like, not Dick Grayson himself, but Nightwing.
That would kind of suck balls.
It's a lot of years of history right now that you lose.
So this Nightwing 30 will be out April 9th, 2014, written by...
James Tinney in the 4th.
With art by...
Megan Hetrick Marianti.
And cover by...
Eddie Burroughs.
There you go. This has a lot to do with apparently the writer of it has decided to walk away from the book, and I guess they're just going to stop it. And this was one of my favorites.
I liked it too when I was reading it, so...
No. Alright. New Flash Gordon comic. I don't even really care.
From Dynamite?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's from Dynamite.
Oh. Mini classic pulp heroes have found homes at Dynamite Entertainment, and Flash Gordon is no exception. The classic comic strip hero first appeared at Dynamite in the miniseries Flash Gordon
Zeitgeist.
Saga! In the Merciless. The Rise of Ming mini series, and most recently in the crossover adventure King's Watch.
So we watched this like a little when we were kids with Granddad. A
little bit.
It follows along lines with like MacGyver got a comic last year or year before. Several older television shows, and like they said, Pulp Fiction people have been getting their own comics. Dynamite's grabbing up a crap ton of stuff too.
Right.
So, that's kind of cool.
So, cool little news for that. Then we got some movie news. Princess Leia confirms she will be in Star Wars Episode 7.
It was just...
Found by Lily Hamilton.
She basically came out and said, finally, yeah, I'm doing it.
So Carrie Fisher confirms that she will be Princess Leia in the next Star Wars movie. While Disney has yet to confirm it, bringing back the original Star Wars cast members for the next installment, that hasn't stopped a few of them from spilling the beans. The latest is Carrie Fisher, who told TV Guide that she'll reprise her role as Princess Leia. Fisher says that she, Harrison Ford, and Mark Hamill will start filming in March or April of this year. Ford will play Han Solo, and Hamill will be back as Luke Skywalker. If you didn't know that...
Really? No. Ford's coming back to play as Luke this time. They decided to switch it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She says she'd like to wear her old hairstyle again, but with white hair.
No, I think she should walk in the room first time with a plate of whatever Star Wars version of a cinnamon bun would be. And then, like, Luke looks at her and goes, "Hey, Han."
Wow. That would be kind of funny, actually.
I would die laughing.
Then we got Aaron Paul in talks for Stephen King's Dark Tower. So, Aaron Paul was Breaking Bad, right?
Yes.
Stephen King's Dark Tower has had a difficult time in its journey to the big screen. The plan for the series film and TV outing was announced back in 2010, and since then, there have been little developments until now. In an interview with Ain't It Cool News, after being told he should play the role of Eddie Dean, Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul says he's had meetings with Ron Howard about the series.
Oh, wow. Ron Howard would be doing it. That's not bad at all. Quote from Aaron Paul, "I've had a ton of meetings on that. I just had a general sit down with Ron Howard, who is a huge fan of Breaking Bad," which is such a crazy thing to even think that Ron Howard even knows who I am. "They're definitely planning on making it. I'm excited. Their goal is to do three films but also have a television element to it, which will be very interesting. From what I hear, Eddie Dean is a pretty epic, iconic character." So, as much as I don't like
Stephen King.
Stephen King stuff, I've actually heard that is amazing.
Yeah.
So I've actually I want to pick it up actually.
We've got something from InsideMovies.ew.
Entertainment Weekly.
Oh crap! Ads. Hugh Jackman signs on for Joe Wright's Peter Pan movie. Oh my god, that's such tiny writing. There we go. Warner Brothers announced today that the X-Man will star in director Joe Wright's upcoming yet untitled live-action Peter Pan film. Jackman is set to play Blackbeard, the villain of this version of the story. Jason, I'm not saying his last name. I swear Fuchs. To God, that's... Okay, does that say Fuchs?
We'll say Fuchs.
Okay, script cast Pan and Captain Hook as allies, at least initially. The reason that Hugh is known and loved the world over, Warner Brothers... Picture Worldwide Marketing and International Development President, I don't know why they have to put the whole name in there, said in a statement, "He is uncompromising in his dedication to every role, and we are all thrilled to be working with him again."
Watching him play a pirate? I'm down.
I like Hugh Jackman. He hasn't got to that, what is that guy's name? See, I've already forgotten.
Johnny Depp status?
Yeah, that Johnny Depp status of huge star, crappy-ass movies. When he gets there, then we'll start talking about Go Away. This one's all you, because I don't know that about it.
Just a real quickie from ComingSoon.net.
It would be a quickie if we could get the ads to go away.
That's a big-ass ad!
And oh my god, I won't go away!
In the middle of the show!
Stop it!
I've watched that whole thing, actually.
Oh my god! We're not going to do this story if it keeps up.
Scroll down.
Before
you move the screen. Move.
Ah! I give up. I'm not doing it. Just save from the title. I'm not doing it. I'm not clicking it again.
Skip it!
So, somebody's making a live-action anime movie of something. Go check out the links below.
Of Ghost in the Shell.
To little TV news. There will be no Murder, She Wrote reboot. I'm not sure why it was even a thing. I've learned that NBC has opted not to proceed with a proposed reimagining of one of the most successful series in TV history, Murder, She Wrote, which had Oscar winner Octavia Spencer attached to star. The project, from writer Alexander Cunningham and producer David Janalaria, got a lot of attention when it came together in October, receiving a pilot comment from the network. a light contemporary procedural. It was to follow a hospital administrator and amateur sleuth who self-publishes her first mystery novel.
We all know what Murder, She Wrote was.
Yeah, everybody knows what that is.
I'm glad they're not doing this. For once, someone is saying no to a reboot.
Right?
Right.
You can't mess with Angela Lansbury, though.
Uh-uh. Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Right?
Right.
This one, Les decided to title, he's not nerdy, but he's still badass, Bill Cosby is coming back to TV. Bill Cosby's coming back to TV, and not just in reruns. Cosby
Damn, he looks old.
Cosby has signed a deal with NBC to star in a new sitcom as the dad of a multi-generational family. More like granddad. Why would they pick dad? The untitled series, produced by Cosby Show veteran Tom Werner, will be based on Cosby's unique perspective on marriage and parenting.
Whoo, lot of jello pudding.
Right.
Of course, the Peacock Network is hoping this new series follows the mold of the Cosby Show, Cosby's classic from 84 to 92, which dominated the ratings and made NBC a primetime powerhouse. The 76-year-old Cosby, really granddad, it needs to be granddad.
It's fresh off his first TV stand-up special in 30 years, Comedy Central's Far From Finished, which aired in November. That month, he spoke with Yahoo TV about his plans to create a new sitcom. I want to be able to deliver a wonderful show to a network because there is a viewership out there that wants to see comedy and warmth and love and surprise and cleverness without going into the party attitude. So,
will you watch another Bill Cosby show? I was not a giant fan of Cosby Show in the first place. I preferred Family Matters.
No, I'd watch it.
Really?
I wouldn't watch a remake of the Cosby Show.
It's what it's gonna be.
But if they play him as the crotchety granddad who gives out life lessons, I'd watch that.
Okay, moving on.
I'd definitely watch that. I actually think I read that earlier in the week. Some video game news. Impressive list of voiceovers for a new video game. The Elder Scrolls Online taps impressive geeky voice cast. Bethesda's not fooling around when it comes to voice casting for its upcoming online role-playing game.
Former Pythoneer, Monty Python, John Cleese will lead the cast as Cadwell, who Bethesda describes as a cheerful and endearing mad lost soul. Joining him will be Bill Nighy, who plays,
Bill Nighy the Science Guy?
No, it's the father from the, what were their vampire movies? Underworld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Gambon, best known as Dumbledore. Kate Beckinsale from Underworld. Those two don't do anything not together, right? Yeah.
Alfred Molina, who was Doc Ock, and Malcolm McDowell. A million things. He was, if it's who I think it is, he was the, dude with the bowler hat on Cap.
No. And reprising a role as Azura, the, Daedric Princess of Dusk and Dawn from the Elder Scrolls Skyrim will be Linda Carter, star of the 1970s Wonder Woman TV show. Carter also happens to be married to Robert Altman, chairman and CEO of ZeniMax Media, the parent company of Bethesda.
So
that's how she got that
when she
job.
Did Sky High, she looked fantastic. She was the principal.
I never thought about that.
Yep.
I'm so used to seeing her with the Wonder Woman thing on, I never even noticed.
And our final story in the short box and only box today
is Nintendo getting desperate. Nintendo's next evolution may be fusion. Oh crap. Add. Go away.
Okay. We admit Nintendo has had a hard time recently. They warned of reduced profits just last week. Sure, the Wii U hasn't really taken off like they hoped. But when rumors about a new system hit Crave's sister site, Destructoid, a lot of people sit up and pay attention. The report Tuesday talks about a product called Fusion DS and Fusion Terminal.
Of course, Nintendo is confirming nothing about a new handheld or new console, so we will just have to wait patiently and see how this all turns out.
I think you get a...
You think it's a main...
Oh, okay, I screwed up. I said Malcolm McDowell. Oh, wait, Malcolm McDowell wasn't he the Star Trek dude?
Stop speculating and just continue.
I can't remember! It's gonna bug me now.
Well, we'll look it up later.
Sorry about that, internet.
So, Nintendo getting a new... I doubt Nintendo's doing a new console this quick.
I don't. because the Wii's been dying for a few years now.
Fair enough. So, last week's question of the week was, go back in time and stop a movie from ever getting released. Which movie is it? You know what I came up with earlier?
What?
Star Wars Episode 1. I think he just left. Come back!
Are we done?
Hear me out. Most people ridicule those movies to begin with, which kind of gave the Star Wars franchise a bad name for that generation. Okay? B, you don't really need... that hat just fell. You don't really need that origin story. Nobody was begging for the Darth Vader origin story. Nobody was begging for any of this stuff. So...
Nah, but you have to think current things, though. It continued on still. It had enough popularity to keep going. And then on top of that, it is the only reason we're getting follow-ups to 4, 5, and 6. It's the only reason we're getting those.
No.
Yes. Because if they had waited until, let's say those never happen.
Okay.
And we get to this point right now, nothing.
I still say, this is a choice. If I could go back, I would get rid of Episode 1.
Okay.
I might even start with Episode 2.
Okay.
I don't give two shits about seeing him as a little boy. No.
Because then I have to lose Qui-Gon Jinn. And I don't want to lose Qui-Gon Jinn because that's where everyone learned to love Liam Neeson.
Anyways, so we've got some answers from the Facebook page. Misty Blue says Green Lantern. I think because it's such an awesome comic and the movie was a snooze fest. Also, I'd make a pit stop and sand the nipples off of George Clooney's bat suit.
There. Better. That's my favorite quote of the week.
It is. Can we put that up like on the website? Quote of the week. I'd make a pit stop and sand the nipples off George Clooney's bat suit. That is fantastic. All right, you read the next one.
James Tipper put in Fantastic Four. It did nothing but diminish the awesomeness of Dr. Doom. Agreed. I liked the guy, but they screwed with the character.
Sarah Hill says, can I just say Green Lantern?
That's three, because mine was Green Lantern as well.
Okay.
Lily Hamilton said, Battlefield Earth or Batman and Robin? Couldn't decide. Both very, very bad.
Shane Miller says, Napoleon Dynamite, or however you spell it.
Dave Townsend was Highlander 2. I've never watched it for that reason.
Denny Lawler says the original Dread. The original?
How can you get rid of the original?
That was so bad.
I am the Lord.
William McCannis says Constantine, and this is why. I would have forced them to actually use the character the movie is named for. Right?
Yeah.
Alright.
They did not really do a good Constantine. Alright, and, what am I looking at?
Anthony's. Read it.
Oh.
Read it.
Controversial choice, this, but I say Star Wars Phantom Menace. Stop it.
Yeah.
I would say to Lucas, hang about, pal. Oh, sorry, he's British. Hang about, pal. There's this young kid called J.J. Abrams that you might want to have on your film.
Oh, yeah. And Leslie Carey says Catwoman with Halle Berry. Good choice.
Grease 2 from That Alice. Horrible movie.
That bad.
Horrible movie.
It was better than Phantom Menace.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, no, it wasn't. But that's not the point.
No, it wasn't.
Anyways. So, let's see. Let's pick what we want to do for question of the week this week. We got, oh my goodness.
I know what your answer is.
What's your favorite comic origin story?
Oh, I like the last one.
Who has the most useless superpower? Seattle or Denver? If you were a sidekick, whose sidekick would you be?
I really like the last one. And I know how you are with that first one. If you were a sidekick.
Hang on, wait. Les, write down the first one and use it next week. Go for it.
If you were a sidekick, whose sidekick would you be?
I would say Batman's.
But they all die.
So, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, they die or get paralyzed.
Right? So, If I was someone's sidekick, I'm looking around out here going, I really don't know.
Marvel doesn't do a lot of sidekicks. You also got to think, tough life. Right? I mean,
who's damn sidekick? Don't you, I'm sure they love every time we get a question, we're like,
yeah, I know. Looking around the room. Looking
around the room. Who's I mean, okay, so a question. Do they have to already have a sidekick, or is this just anybody?
Anybody. And if you want to include what your powers may be. I know who I what I would be.
You go first.
I would want a sidekick for a Green Lantern.
Wouldn't you be just like another Green Lantern at that time?
No, no, no. I would only be based on Earth. Like, I couldn't help out in the rest of the universe. My powers would be based solely around Earth.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
I'd have the green, you know, the whole green powers and everything, but yeah, I could only, my powers would not exist outside of our planet. To give it that kind of like, you know, if he goes off to do something, I can be here to help. I'm not quite as strong, but I can still do it, you know.
Right. Whose sidekick would I like to be?
Oh, you loved Spider-Man as a kid. Would you not be a sidekick Spider-Man? Spider-Boy?
No. I'm telling you, this Spider-Man has ruined me.
I know what you could be. Arachnophobia. Every time he comes in... No, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Oh, really?
That Alice says Wonder Woman because lesbians.
As much as they die, I think if I could avoid the death part, I feel like...
Would you want to be a Robin? Are you looking to change things up and be a Batgirl?
No, I think I'd like to be like a Robin, you know.
A long time ago, there was a mini Batman.
No. Not a mini Batman. And I'm talking more like the newer Robin, like the Red Robin.
Okay.
Not the old Dick... what's his name? Dick Grayson. Not the original one, but like one of the newer ones where they're more into the tech and, you know, it's that kind of thing. Dying sidekicks or not, I think I'd still enjoy being a Batman sidekick. No superpowers needed. You just have to hide the identity. And I mean, everything you look at nowadays, these guys are pros at hiding their identities, you know, and so you could easily live that secondary life, you know, as a normal person as well as the superhero.
You don't sleep at night anyway.
But fair enough. So that, I think I'd still go Batman sidekick. I'd go Robin, but a current Robin. Not an old
style. Or you just be your own Robin.
Yeah, I'd be like a techie version. Les says he wanted to be the sidekick to Captain America, but since Bucky is with Steve, I guess I'll be Bucky's Cap sidekick. Oh, so when Bucky was Captain America.
Okay, that works.
And Alice says Batwoman because more lesbians.
And she also said Wonder Woman because lesbians.
Are we assuming they're lesbians? Or just because?
Well, you know.
So put it out there. If you were a sidekick, whose sidekick would you be? And we're going to add in there, what power would you have?
If you had any.
If you had any. Like, see, it's the intelligence. Like, it's not a power, but it's that trained intelligence.
I'd have the same powers as a Green Lantern would, but they would not work
outside the atmosphere.
Outside, I could get. That would be a good way to do it. I could get to the moon, but that's as far as I could get outside of that radius.
So you've got like a radius connected to like the core of the Earth.
Yes,
that's cool. Wouldn't even bother calling yourself a Green Lantern. You could just call yourself like an Earth Lantern,
something like that. Yeah,
that'd be a cool character. I kind of like that. What?
No, I'm talking about Alice.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you for coming to the show this week. If you'd like to contact us in any way, shape, or form, you can get us on Facebook at Nerd and the Noob. You can get us on Twitter at Nerd and the Noob. My solo Twitter is gman0184. His is mangoirl or opaque_mango.
Either one.
Gmail is nerdandthenoob@gmail.com. You can go to our forums to check out any of these show notes, which is nerdandthenoob.niceboards.com. Did I miss something?
NerdOfTheNoob.com.
Which goes straight to the Facebook page.
Otherwise, I think I'm good.
We're good?
Yeah.
YouTube.com/NerdOfTheNoob. I'm still trying to figure... I'm having issues porting from one site to the other, so bear with me. Everything will go there. Just give it time.
So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for coming to the show, and we'll see you next week. Peace
out. So much better.